The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm not going to say too much this morning because Becky's going to lead us in the Word, but I wanted to focus us a little bit ahead of our time of worship that we're going to have in the song section next. The Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. Jesus came to transform our world. Okay, so it is time to wake up to the fact that it is Christmas, and I don't know how prepped you are. I thought I was doing really well. I thought I'd get a head start, because why do I do it to myself every year that I think I'll get organized and I just put it off, and then I got two frantic days of running around trying to buy stuff, wrap stuff, go to the garage, buy something, anything they've got, because my present didn't arrive from Amazon on time. Don't need that in my life anymore, and maybe you don't. But I hope you're getting organized. You've got a bit of time. It's a time of year typically for families and friends to gather together and celebrate, isn't it? To give gifts, to pretend that we like sprouts. It's a time that we pretend that we like charades. We just do really odd things at Christmas that we don't do any other time in the year. We even play Monopoly. But the truth is that for many people, Christmas is not the idyllic time of year that the majority of TV and Christmas music portrays. You know, for a lot of people, Christmas is a really hard time to negotiate. It's a time where our fragility and loss are amplified in comparison to the common image of families having a great time, cheerfully passing the gravy and playing these games with no squabbles whatsoever. But our reality is that the world is not well. It's very much broken, just as it was 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was originally sent to start his great healing and restoration project. In the carol, O Holy Night, it has these great lyrics that says, "A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices." This speaks of how when Jesus came as a baby, he came into a broken world that needed God to break in and draw us back to him. It speaks of how by his birth it brought a thrill of hope for the future, a glimpse that change was coming for the better, and that hope gave a weary world a moment of stop and rejoice that this present world state is not all that there is. It gave the world a moment to breathe and rejoice in the future hope. 2,000 years later, the world's still massively broken and hurting. And Christmas doesn't magically fix it. Christmas doesn't help those who are feeling the loss of their loved ones. Or it doesn't paper over the fears of those who are struggling to hold life together at the moment. But Christmas does provide that thrill of hope. That hope that Jesus is one day coming back again to complete the redeeming work that he started. This Christmas, our weary world gets a little bit of a break, a chance to rejoice that we are not alone, that Jesus will come again and set things right. So, this Christmas season, let us not get too focused on the TV image of family, getting together and exchanging gifts. Christmas was never about that. It is about God sending Jesus to save us from our sins and restore us to right relationship with our Creator. Praise God. That's what Christmas is about. This Advent, let us try to be more mindful of the person of Jesus Christ. Every day, this is my challenge to you. Every day this Christmas season, let us thank him for his great gift to us of hope and restoration. Let us think of him not as the baby Jesus, but the fully grown man, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, and how he will come again one day in future to judge and heal the world. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. May he be our center this season, as always. For me, I thought that was kind of helpful because I can lose my way in the whole Christmas period. We've got to all get these jobs done, I've got to get that done, I've got to get the day's got to be perfect, may the turkey be perfect, may the meal be... No, this is all secondary. We will do these things and they will be fun. They will be nice. For some of us, they'll be hard. thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. Jesus is coming again. We're going to have a time.